Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Alyssa Lachlan. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and many of us are likely thinking about single-use plastics and metals more than we usually do. Recently, there have been changes made to the recycling program run through ONC. Here to talk about Bethel's only recycling program is ONC's Environmental Program Coordinator, Mary Mathias. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. Why is recycling in the YK Delta important?
Well, it helps teach discipline and knowing that, you know, the products that we use, you know, such as aluminum and plastics that don't belong in the environment, and it just helps create a cleaner community, and taking that first step.
Thanks, I agree. I think recycling is definitely something that keeps us more accountable for our surrounding environment. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason that ONC is the only recycling program here in town?
Well, through our environmental program, we've seen that nobody was doing much about recycling in our community and decided to take on that initiative to bring back recycling. And there are others in the community who recycle, but they don't include the community. And so, we took on that initiative to include the community to participate.
Thank you. I'm very glad that you did. So not all plastics and all materials can be recycled. So what materials can be recycled in Bethel and which materials cannot be recycled?
Okay. Aluminum soda cans, beer cans, energy drink and tea and juice cans only that are aluminum. And then there's the number one PET beverage bottles that we recycle, and we're only allowed to recycle. Other materials that we cannot recycle are, you know, like tin foil, tin baking pans, plastic jugs, glass, cardboards, printer cartridges, and other items that aren't, you know, aluminum or number one PET.
Great. So things like water bottles, Gatorade bottles, those are all recyclable, but things like Tupperware or straws, they can't be recycled.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So how can Bethel residents get involved in recycling, and what should they do if they are interested in recycling?
So how they could get involved, you know, they could call me here at ONC. My number is 543-0516. That's my direct line. And I would get their, you know, their physical address, their names, and, you know, like ask them questions like, have you recycled before? And if not, then I would tell them what to do. And so when, you know, it, like I said before, it teaches discipline. And so many families, you know, they should teach their families, you know, like by creating a separate bin box just for collecting recyclables like aluminum and plastic bottles. And, you know, just teach their families to, you know, to separate their recyclables into that bin, and then just throw away other trash into the trash can. And then once it's filled up, then, you know, they could call me, and then I would go and pick them up.
Thanks. I also am wondering, it's all right if you put your plastics and your aluminums in the same bag. That's okay for people to do?
No. So what I would like to recommend is that people crush their aluminum cans and with the plastic bottles, try and squeeze out the air and put the caps back on. That's recommended. And keep them separate. We have yellow bags and green bags that we could give them. So, yeah.
Great, thank you. So what I'm hearing is it's important to separate them so they don't have to do it at the plant. So what should people expect after contacting ONC to participate in the recycling program?
What they should expect, you know, like before in the past, we've had held, you know, like raffles of prizes for people who participated the most, like who, you know, we gathered tallies and entered them all into a drawing. It used to be quarterly, like once every 3 months, and we've kind of fallen behind on that one, so we're going to try and pick it back up to encourage more people to participate and also have their, you know, their children participate because, you know, it gives them opportunities to you know, reflect on the environment and, you know, think about, you know, keeping it clean.
Certainly. I think especially with Earth Day tomorrow, it's really important to be thinking about our environment and how much it means to keep it clean for ourselves and for others. How has ONC's recycling program changed since the beginning of the pandemic?
Since the changing, you know, with the COVID, it's made us a little, nervous about picking up recyclables. And so instead of having, the participants drop off their recyclables like they've done before, we changed it around to where we go out and pick up the recyclables from them so that we could, you know, properly stage it in a area where it's not, you know, exposed to other people or staff. And it's just, you know, basically that.
Definitely. I think that it's really important that even if we're doing this, it's important to maintain social distancing guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
I know that previously, people were able to drop their recycling off at ONC. Do you think that the program will change and that will be an option once COVID restrictions are lifted?
The way we're, you know, collecting recyclables, I think this is the best way to manage our recycling program and, you know, picking up the recyclables so that, you know, because also in the past people have, you know, mixed trash with their recyclables and then they drop it off and then we have to deal with their trash. so, you know, reason why we get their names and addresses, you know, to know that, like, if we find trash in their recyclables, we can notify them and then, you know, try and encourage them not to, you know, place the trash in the recyclables. It just makes it easier for us to manage in, you know, in preparing and shipping the recyclables out.
Definitely. I think that's a really great idea. And we really do appreciate all that ONC is doing in order to help us with a recycling program. I know that ONC and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission are hosting some fun Earth Week events. So what are some of the upcoming Earth Week events sponsored by ONC that listeners of our show can get involved in?
Okay. You're going to have a kickoff for a cleanup greenup technically on Earth Day, which is tomorrow. And there will be several bag drop-offs sites, and the city got donations of 2 Nintendo Switches to raffle off. And, you know, this cleanup greenup will go until mid-July, as it normally does. And then there's the Shadow of Gold screening and post-movie discussion that will be held at the Cultural Center tomorrow from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And with the Shadow of Gold, it's like a documentary about mining activities throughout the world, and you know the damages that it caused for those communities in those foreign countries, and what they have to deal with.
Yeah, and that seems especially topical with all of the Donlin Gold Mine talk that's been going on recently. So thank you guys so much for hosting all of these events. Is there anything that I hadn't asked you about that you were looking to touch on today, Mary?
No, I think we covered everything.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mary, for joining us here on KYUK. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me.
Of course. That was Mary Mathias. Thank you so much to Mary for joining us for coffee at KYUK to discuss ONC's recycling program. As a reminder, if you're interested in getting involved, you can call Mary directly at 907-543-0516. Also, Clean Up Green Up will be starting tomorrow, and the Shadow of Gold screening, which is a documentary about gold mining, will be tomorrow at the Cultural Center at 6:30. It begins at 6:30. This has been Coffee at KYUK with your host, Ellis Lachlan. Join us tomorrow on Coffee at KYUK for Tuntura Women's Coalition's inviting us to their Choose Consent Walk.